Hello, I'm Will Shires and this is Talking Trucks. In this episode, I'm joined by Michael Carolan and Martin Kelly from Midlands Truck and Van, one of the UK's largest Mercedes-Benz commercial vehicle dealerships and the first in the network to become E-ready for electric trucks. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome. Do you want to start off by telling us what your job titles are and what you do?
Okay, well, yes, I'm Michael Carolan, Midlands Truck and Van Managing Director. Taken over on the 1st of October 2025 to date.
And I'm Martin Kelly, e-truck consultant, helping people transition from diesel to electric trucks.
Okay. So let's start with the basics. For listeners who may not know Midlands Truck and Van particularly well, can you tell us about the business today? Like how many sites you operate from, where you're based, and what sort of customers you support?
Yeah, no problem at all. So we're based across 8 locations, starting further north in Boston, coming down to Peterborough to Wellingborough, Milton Keynes, Coventry, Birmingham, Wolverhampton, and Dunstable.
Okay. And typical customers then?
Typical haulers, we are truck and van, so anything from retail, major hauliers, major fleets, so anything really we'll take on.
Got you. Okay, now you've taken over as MD, as you said, very recently, and that follows a big change in the business with Intercounty Truck and Van merging into Midlands Truck and Van. From your point of view, what's been the biggest challenge in bringing two established dealer operations together?
I think the biggest challenge is Midlands Truck and Van were 3 and Intercounty Truck and Van were 5. So bringing those 8 together is the culture more than anything. Processes and systems were always going to be an issue. Although we were under the same sort of umbrella company of Balavese Holdings, we operated completely separately. So our systems were, well, massively different in all honesty. Intercounty were using something called eWIP, so they were completely digital, and Midlands Truck and Van were just looking at that. But now we have adopted that process and now we are completely digital.
Okay. So this merger then, from a point of view of your customers, is that a good thing?
From conversations I've had with operators, yes, it's massive. I think they can see that there is a defined line of the service they get from whether it's at Dunstable or Boston. And now there's one process and one way of doing things.
Okay, and is everything complete now? The anything going on behind the scenes, or is everything done and dusted now?
Just a bit of property, just trying to make sure that we are looking as well as we can. So yeah, we're looking at a bit of property stuff at the minute, looking to possibly pull truck and van in 2 different directions, starting with our Wolverhampton premises. In Wolverhampton, we're looking at moving van and leaving truck as dedicated at our current location.
Now, I see behind your head there's a sign here, Mercedes-Benz Truck Dealer of the Year 2025. Congratulations. But what did that involve exactly?
So that involved some key KPIs. We were actually not just Dealer of the Year, but we were a Service and Parts Dealer of the Year for Midlands Truck and Van. That looks at all sorts of different KPIs, whether it be our parts purchasing to our sort of KPIs that we've got with our customers, roadside assistance, all those sorts of things. That all then mounts up and it comes to your engagement with the manufacturer as well. And last year we came out on top. So yeah, we were Dealer of the Year for 2025 and we're hoping for Dealer of the Year again for 2026.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
So Midlands Truck and Van is the first dealership in the whole Mercedes-Benz Trucks network to achieve E-ready status. Now, for anyone unfamiliar with that term, what does E-ready actually mean in practical terms?
So E-ready is being able to service and maintain and diagnose electric trucks at all of our locations. We do have our main hubs, which is Birmingham and Dunstable. In Birmingham and Dunstable, we can do the more intense sort of repairs, battery replacements, e-axles if we do have any issues. But the other 6 locations are now able to inspect, PMI, maintain and diagnose any electric vehicle.
So in terms of maintenance, is there as much as there is with a diesel truck? Because obviously there's a far less moving parts. Do they need as much attention?
They do. So everything that moves and has moving parts has occasional issues. There isn't as much to do, let's say, in the servicing sort of side. But what we're seeing there is that we do have those periodic inspections, and we are able, like I said, to be able to do those at each location. So we have the periodic mechanical inspection every 6 to 8 weeks.
Got you. Okay. So what's happened behind the scenes then to be e-ready? Training technicians, I'm assuming, upgrading workshops, putting in chargers, obviously. So talk us through that.
Yeah, so to become e-ready, there's obviously a significant investment there. So with your sort of main hubs, you're talking sort of circa £100,000 to £150,000. That includes charging at all facilities, special tooling, workshop training. And we pride ourselves on being the first sort of MA to become completely e-ready.
Okay. And how different is it supporting an electric customer to a diesel one?
So my experience is most of our electric customers are also our diesel customers. So it's a journey that people are going on. People want to put their toe in the water. They want to have a look. But as Michael said, around the maintenance, all of that remains with people's own license inspections. And there's a fantastic level of curiosity from people who've maybe got a fleet who actually want to try one or two electric vehicles. So it's similar, but a different story. And most of my conversations aren't around electric trucks, they're around charging infrastructure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So is there a growing demand? I mean, I know the UK figures released for last year, it was only a little over 1% of trucks were electric, but are you seeing an increase? And I know Mercedes are doing particularly well in that sector, aren't they?
So we have done well, and there is an interest, but the interest is coming from transport companies' customers rather than from transport companies. So people are looking at new opportunities, and quite often when they're responding to a tender, there's a little bit in there that talks about reduction of CO2 and an interest in having alternatively fueled vehicles, which is what's driving the conversations I'm having with people.
And is it the larger or the smaller fleets then?
It's a really interesting question, because actually coming from both, so I've got some big organisations using third-party logistics companies who are, I guess, relatively small, maybe 15, 20 trucks. And then generally it's those people who are coming to me asking some questions, and they're where I'm putting demos in.
Okay. And you said about people have questions about charging infrastructure, grid connections, presumably. How do you help them then? Talk us through that.
So I will go and chat with the customer. We generally look to see whether they've got power on site, and some people have enough power on site, most people don't have enough power on site. And then I'm very lucky because I've also got a team that I can rely on at Daimler Truck, and we've got some partners there where we can actually look at how to increase power on site. And that's been very, very fortuitous in looking at what's available through the national grid and then what's actually required to upgrade that. And we work with some charging partners, and we in many cases have improved people's grid connection.
Okay, and presumably that's a lengthy and expensive process?
It can be lengthy, and expensive is an interesting one, because if you use an independent operator, you can actually end up with them buying the grid connection back off you. There's something called a DUOS, which is a distribution of use service charge, which is paid on every kilowatt of electricity. And what you'll find is that these firms can hedge that and actually rebate you for the connection that they've made.
Okay. And then let's talk product then. What's most popular at the moment? Are we talking like urban distribution with the eFuso, or are we talking the Actros 300, 400 or 600? E-Econic, you've got the full range, haven't you?
So E-Econic, we perhaps don't talk about that as much as we should, because that's just going to work every day and doing what it needs to do. I've been delivering some E-Econics in last year, and there's some more to go in this year. But E-600 captures people's imagination, because if you look at the people who want to run electric trucks, we have a tractor unit that will do 500 kilometres which puts us in a rather unique and lovely position.
Yeah, I drove one myself in France, and I mean, admittedly, the traffic was great, the weather was great, but we did 600 kilometres on a charge.
The weather makes a difference, topography makes a difference, and the amount that you can actually regen the electricity back into the truck makes a difference as well.
So you are selling E600s then? You are finding customers for them?
So, yeah, we put a truck in last week. They're a company called ATC, and they use they move computer equipment around the country.
So a customer comes to you with some interest in an electric truck. First of all, as you've explained, you talk them through the charging side of it. They want to take it to the next step. Can they borrow a truck? Have you got a fleet of demonstrators?
So we do have demonstrators. We've got Midlands truck and van demonstrators, and I've got access to the wider Daimler truck demo vehicle fleet as well. I would look at the routes. I'd also then look at what charging is available. Either can they actually install a temporary connection so we can put a 40 kilowatt charger in, or has somebody around the corner got access to charging that they can use as well? And so that's the way that we do that. If somebody is curious, if they're interested, get in touch with me. We can look at routes, we can look at charging, we can look at getting you a truck in. So I'd be delighted to help somebody do that.
What about driver feedback? Are you hearing much?
So driver feedback is probably the favourite part of my job, because we go on this fabulous journey of scepticism, which is about range anxiety, and then once people realise that the vehicle will do what we say it will do, and I have the ability to plot routes for people, then having up to 800 horsepower on tap and having that silently becomes something that people absolutely love. And I've heard funny stories of people forgetting to put the truck on charge so that it was there when they got back.
It's that instant talk as well, isn't it? It's just wonderful. But we get a lot of negativity. When I put an electric truck on the cover, I'm going to sell less copies. Yet drivers, once they get behind the wheel, they absolutely love them, like you just said.
For me, the bit that really is the surprise is how quiet it is, and I don't know why. That just seems to make everything less stressful. I also think, coupled with a four-speed gearbox that knows exactly what it's doing when you want to pull away, gives a level of confidence that you don't get with a 12-speed gearbox connected to a diesel engine.
Yeah.
It's a different experience.
But I think where these electric trucks come into their own is urban distribution. You know, not sitting in traffic on top of a vibrating diesel engine makes such a huge difference, doesn't it?
It does. And then one driver was telling me that he came to an oblique junction and he wound the window down to listen to the traffic. Now, that's just an impossible situation normally.
Yeah, I had a driver say to me that he shouted at a cyclist and he said the cyclist could actually hear me. He said, normally they don't hear what I'm saying. So let's move on from electrics and talk about the Pro Cab in general. How has that been received? Because I'm hearing great things about fuel economy, but the jury's out on the looks.
I think looks-wise, I think each to their own when it comes to looks. But I mean, the Pro Cab is aerodynamic. It is slightly different to what everything else you see on the road. But from sort of haulier feedback, once you get behind the wheel of it, it's an absolute fantastic vehicle, and from looks wise, that they also come to love it.
Yeah, I've said from the start, I do actually like the looks. I mean, the negativity on social media when it was first launched, but then it was shown as an electric truck to begin with, so straight away you're going to get people's backs up anyhow. But no, I think it looks great, and I'm seeing a lot of them on the roads at the moment. That's selling well.
Yep, selling really well. I think you can see on the motorway network there are a huge amount of programmers, and do you know what, a huge amount of e-trucks as well at the minute that I'm seeing.
Yeah, no, that's right, definitely. We just need to improve the charging infrastructure, don't we? We've just got a handful of sites around the UK at the moment.
So charging infrastructure, yes, that absolutely needs to be improved. It is being improved. Last week there was a site opened at Exeter with GridServe. Zeehead Trials have put charging in, which I would refer to as semi-public. So Maritime have been really, really good and upfront about letting people in to charge at their sites. And the other one that I would say is that the bus industry is maybe 10 years ahead of the truck industry when it comes to electrification. So I take my hat off to First Bus as well, who've also made their charging available during the daytime to truck customers.
Yeah, okay. So by 2030, where do you see the UK electric truck market? Do you think we're going to reach the targets, or the manufacturers are going to reach the targets they've been set?
It's an interesting question. So 2030, it's trucks under 27 tonnes are the ones that need to move first. We are working towards that, as all manufacturers are. What will happen, I can't tell you at the moment, other than the uptake and the interest is increased year on year.
So from a dealer perspective, how important is it that Mercedes continues to invest heavily in diesel alongside zero tailpipe emission trucks?
I think if I was to start that, it's hugely important. I said the market isn't ready to go 100% EV. And as you mentioned earlier on, sort of the miles per gallon on these vehicles now, and it is making it more difficult. Because let's be honest, these diesel are clean. They're really clean.
That's
and
right. Even,
especially Mercedes, when you put it against other manufacturers, I mean, achieving 13 sort of miles per gallon is absolutely fantastic.
Okay, let's talk about used trucks as well. How's the market performing at the moment?
So used for us in trucks, especially, is fantastic. As we've said, it is more diesel, more than electric. We haven't sort of seen those demonstrators put into our used department yet, so we haven't really dipped our toe into the market. But the used market is buoyant, and it's fantastic, especially in our area of influence. 75% of all we sell is in our area, so it's actually coming back through the workshop as well.
Oh, I see, yeah. But you've actually got a dedicated used truck site, haven't you? Where is that, and how's that doing?
As we mentioned earlier, it's doing fantastically. It's based in Wolverhampton on Neachels Lane. We've got two dedicated truck sales executives there. And it is, as you say, one of the only sort of dealers in the UK to have dedicated used truck sales, which is, yeah, really, really great.
But you say, yeah, so no electric trucks yet. How do you think residuals of electrics will perform?
At the moment, for the total cost of ownership to work out for an electric vehicle, the length of the term is around about 7 years, where it may have been 5 years for a diesel vehicle. So then we have a vehicle coming back at 7 years, and Martin's view is, do you know, we may not see that vehicle as a second life, because I've got a feeling that the value of the batteries is going to exceed the value of the truck.
Yeah.
And the batteries have a second life, and they're likely to end up in somebody's battery electric storage system, either in their house or in their factory unit connected to a solar system. So it's an interesting question I can't answer for a few years.
Yeah, no, that is interesting, isn't it? So you think that's it, just one life then?
I could see the value of the batteries exceeding the residual value of the truck. Yeah.
Earlier on, you were talking about when a customer comes to you with a proposal to buy an electric truck, you have some software, don't you, that you would put their routes in and work out exactly what they need. So presumably that's a case of specifying how many batteries, is it?
Yeah, so I have a route analysis tool which I can share with the customer. We can set the weight of the truck, we can put in lots of positions, and you know, whether we're loading or unloading the vehicle, I can set the temperature. The computer works out the topography and works out actually how much energy we're going to use, and also how much energy we're going to regenerate as well. So I've done these, and it gives us feasibility, and it's a great tool that customers have got access to as well.
Okay, yeah, and presumably you give them the worst case scenario, do you, in that situation?
I always set the temperature to zero, because we need to be, you know, making things hard and making things difficult and future-proofing things as well.
Something I wanted to ask you about. A few years ago, Mercedes went through a period of difficult parts availability. Quite a few customers spoke to us about it at the time. From where you're sitting, that's well and truly over, is it?
Yeah, it's all resolved. I think, yeah, Mercedes-Benz Trucks and the dealer network took learnings from that, from those issues, and from that period. And now, I mean, if we look on the top assortment for the top 400 parts of last year, we sort of sat first time pick at 97.6%, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
We're now just going through a change again, where sort of the parts are being moved into a new facility at Halberstadt, and we're not seeing the same issues as we had previously. If anything, we're seeing a better service level.
Excellent. And what about market share? Is that growing at the moment?
Market share, I think you mentioned the market share of EV. We have got the best sort of vehicle and truck on the road, as far as I'm concerned. I think that market share will increase this year. From an overall sort of Mercedes-Benz truck market share, I think it's huge this year, and it does need to get better. I think we were sort of in the 10.2 last year, and we're hoping to achieve sort of 14 to 16 going forward, especially us as the dealer.
Yeah, and you've got the capacity to serve those customers, have you?
Yeah, 100%. We haven't sort of reduced our team at all. If anything, we're growing every month.
So how easy is it to find staff, especially in the workshop, and more importantly, retain staff?
I think it's all about being competitive on rate when it comes to technicians, and we've been very fortunate over the sort of last few months or even years that we've retained our high quality staff, and I think that's from continual improvement through the manufacturer, that's continual improvement within the brand and within our dealership.
Okay, young people, apprentices, have you got a scheme in place?
We do have a scheme in place. I'm a product of that scheme, but it was many, many years ago in 1999.
Fantastic.
When I joined. But yeah, we tried to take on two apprentices on truck per year per location.
Oh, that's great. Really good. Yeah, we've just launched our Apprentice of the Year award, so you might have to nominate one or two for that.
Definitely.
And finally, let's finish with the two of you. So you've said you came into the industry via the apprentice route. What was your passage up to the current role?
So I started with what was Gerard Mann, but now Midlands Truck and Van, in 1999. Came straight out of school into the apprenticeship programme as a HGV technician. So, yep, through Remit, who we're Daimler Truck are currently using now. I then worked my way through, so maintenance technician, system technician, diagnostic technician, roadside technician, and at that point I decided that maybe the road wasn't for me, so I made the move into workshop control, from workshop control to service management, from service management to after sales director, and then more recently, as mentioned, managing director.
Yeah, you certainly know the business inside out then, with all those roles.
I've certainly been around a long time and in every area of the business, which puts me in a great position.
Do you enjoy the job?
Love it. Love the people. I love the area that we work in, and I love the brand.
And Martin, same question to you.
So I was an apprentice in Coventry with a machine tool company. Went to college, did my HNC in mechanical engineering, and then fell into trucks. It was not an intentional thing, but with an interest in things with wheels since I was three, it never really felt like work. And I've been in technical truck sales ever since.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so finally, what keeps the two of you motivated in this sector, and at such an exciting time?
So for me, EV, absolutely enthusiastic about that. And what I'm going to tell you may surprise people. It's actually, I've got nephews and nieces with asthma, and anything that I can do that improves air quality motivates me to get on and make this work.
And do you drive an electric car yourself?
I don't drive an electric car, but my next car will be electric when this one's finished its term.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I think because every day is new, well, in this business, everything changes. It's so quick, it's so dynamic, and that's what really gets me going. And I do drive an electric car, so yeah, I'm a Mercedes EQE owner, which, I mean, I will never go back now. I was dubious when it first. I've been in there sort of 3 years now, but yeah, it's fantastic.
Brilliant, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Will.
Cheers.